Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
They feel like this guy can come in and he's a better kicker than what they had, and they can help this team win.
Innovative.
I still think he's going to be aggressive until McManus proves that he can make a bunch of 45-yard field goals plus.
I hope we see that on Sunday then.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Just came here on Wednesday. He's got this to win it. Low snap, the kick. It is good.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, how about the weekend ahead in Madison? 6:30 kickoff against the number 3 team in the country. And oh, by the way, it's homecoming and Halloween weekend.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a better atmosphere that you could get. So Halloween on its own, I know when I was a student there, it was always crazy. State Street and, you know, the parade and the whole deal. And now I think for Badger fans, 3 weeks ago, we probably were thinking, oh, boy, what is going on? And now the excitement, the energy, and the fact that I think a lot of people are really excited about the fact that we can kind of prove ourselves against a top 5 team in the country. So if you're looking for the big-time college football atmosphere, and I know there's recruits coming in, I don't know if you're going to have a better showcase weekend in the city of Madison than what we have potentially lined up here on Saturday.
Oh, man, that just made me really nervous for the game now, because you can't get rolled. You can't, you know, it's got to be a tight one,
what,
right?
A negative. Come on.
No, I'm just nervous.
No, I get it. And I think, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think everybody was nervous. You know, we had come off of a couple of tough losses against good teams and Purdue, and I think that was one of those, man, we're not going to lose to Purdue. And fortunately, we didn't. We played really well. And now I understand the angst, but I just think you have to look at how we've played and how we've improved. And yes, Penn State is a really good team. And, you know, do they have that potential? I know every time we play at Ohio State, I think it's that same, man, let's just not get, you know, rolled, as you just put it. I mean, obviously sports, anything can happen. I feel like this is going to be a heck of a matchup, and I think it's going to be incredibly tight. Who knows how it all shakes itself out, but I would be really surprised if we talk on Monday and we're saying, I can't believe that it looked, I don't think that's going to be one of the options, but, you know, we'll find out. I feel a lot more confident about that than maybe negative Bilstead.
Did you? Yes. Did you dress up ever for Freak Fest?
Oh yeah, I don't know if I ever got like freak, but yeah, there was. I mean, it's Halloween, and I think that's, you know, that's the time to go do it. I'm trying to remember. I was one of those monks. I can't remember exactly what it was. That was one of my favorite ones. I don't even remember what it was. And then Pac-Man, I tried to get into it as much as I could in college. And now, you know, as a parent, you always kind of go with whatever your kids go with. You just kind of throw something on. But I think Halloween in Madison is one of those, you have to be all in on it, because if you're not, you actually end up looking freakier than the people that are dressed up as freaks.
Right. Don't just like wear a hat. You're either in costume or you're not.
Yeah. You don't go with like the Office when they did that, where Jim Halpert was, you know, dressed up as like a businessman or something. You have to go all in, and it's always fun. I think honestly, the best part, especially, you know, just going and looking, that if from a people watching standpoint, there is nothing better to be down on State Street for that. The only thing I'm a little nervous about is how on earth is anybody going to move? How's anybody going to get anything done traffic wise? That this is, again, me being the old man, yep. But I'm already thinking after the game, like, how am I going to get home? Because this is going to be a complete blank show in downtown Madison at about 11 o'clock on Saturday.
Meanwhile, on Sunday, Vince used a term that I hadn't thought or heard of all week, that Sunday could be a quote-unquote trap game.
The trap game. You got Detroit in primetime the following week. Jaguars are crummy. You're on the road.
Vikings
things are going pretty well. Right.
I get that. And there, I'm not going to sit here and say that human nature doesn't play into things, because Detroit is obviously going to be a huge game. They're really good. We're really good. But I think the thing that's not going to be trappy about this game is you have a lot of young guys that are still proving themselves. You don't have these old crusty veterans that are, oh, I don't want to go down to Jacksonville. Like, that's not any part of the DNA of this roster. So can crazy stuff happen? We just saw it last night. The Rams were able to beat Minnesota. I don't think that's the case, but human nature, and anytime you go on the road in the NFL, I mean, Green Bay's only favored by 4 or 4.5 points, and they're a much better team than Jacksonville, and anything can happen in this league, but I don't think it's going to be because they're not taking Jacksonville serious and they're looking ahead to Detroit. I think it would just be they just didn't execute and they didn't play well on the road, but that will be a storyline, I can assure you. If Sunday doesn't go well down in Jacksonville, everybody will be saying, well, it's because you looked ahead, because that game next week is going to be so big.
Bold-a-thon late entry. Badgers win okay. Saturday night.
No.
Badgers win.
Signature win
for Luke Fickell. Let's Here go. We go.
Honest to God, Vinny, as I was just listening to you predicting that and with Bill Stead, we have been, as this little segment, we've been pretty on it when it comes to our sports hot takes, bold takes, and predictions throughout this fall.
It's true.
And I'm coming off my prediction of 280-degree days. Did that in a couple of days.
My bold prediction.
Your lawn mowing.
Yeah.
Your lawn mowing with freeze. Yeah, you've been on it. And how fun will it be when Pancake opens with, I think we're going to beat Penn State on my end, all the celebrations
yes.
from the radio and TV calls. That's going to be awesome.
I didn't do it just for effect. I'm feeling it. Thanks, Taus.
All right.
7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.